design. Not many have heard of it, but many have already encountered it in terms of instructional design practices. Instructional design has been a growing field in a time when schools, universities, and businesses are amping up distance education and training efforts to accommodate the trend for better and more efficient instruction, and in turn has sparked innovative ways to address user satisfaction, motivation, and overall experience with learning systems. For those unfamiliar with instructional design, or ID, to put it simply, is a field of study that has inspired many schools of thought, but generally incorporates learning theory, cognitive sciences, and systematic approaches to developing meaningful and practical curricula. One such school of thought that has developed in recent years is learning experience design, or LXD. Learning experience design is described by LXD.org as an amalgamation of instructional design and user experience design, which briefly is a field somewhat related to instructional design that is dedicated to supporting the best possible end product for individual users based on research and feedback, and which aims to result in seamless functionality. With these two fields influencing LXD, the goal is to take the pedagogy out of the equation and incorporate what is referred to as a human-centered and personalized approach to learning, which emphasizes the learner's experience to drive their motivation for optimal learning outcomes. The design process in LXD mirrors instructional design in many ways. It utilizes systematic techniques that include standard ID steps like analysis of goals and target learners, conceptualizing instructional methods and materials, development of learning environment prototypes, deployment of products to learners or users, and further analysis, testing, and research of the functionality of the learning interfaces or materials once those elements are released and users or learners provide feedback. As Souza and Martins outlined in the 2020 conference proceeding, Learning Experience Design, Instructional Design Applied to the Onboarding of Digital Products, LX designers use an array of multimedia tools like video, graphics, e-courses, games, and simulations to facilitate the learning objectives. These educational technologies are critical to enhancing what they cite as both learnability and usability in a fully immersive, interactive environment, an environment they suggest must crucially be satisfactory to the learner. A few considerations for satisfactory learner experiences include ease of use and support, visual organization with pleasing aesthetics, and incorporation of learning theory-based instruction. So while the LXD process may seem like a rebranded form of ID, its defining feature is a prioritization of creativity in the design of learning experiences. ID tends to take more traditional, formulaic, and standardized strategies to designing learning materials, but LXD places more attention on innovative ways to spark learner interest and engagement, or a think-outside-of-the-box attitude. To be clear, the point of this recording is not to sway people away from the processes and impact the ID has on the learning community as a whole, but rather to showcase a novel approach that which has emerged to address more contemporary concerns with the learning design paradigm, one which incorporates elements of instructional design for even more effective and efficient instructional content. Thank you for taking time to consider learning experience design. I hope the topics covered today will lead you to further explore LXD and its impact on distance education and learning. For more information, check out the official LXD website, lxd.org. Additional content today provided by Souza and Martins Conference Proceedings, Learning Experience Design, Instructional Design Applied to the Onboarding of Digital Products, as part of the Springer Series in Design and Innovation publication, November 2020. Special thanks to Ikivilev for today's music, produced on freesound.org 2015.